As we've discussed before, New Jersey Governor-elect Phil Murphy has promised to make New Jersey a sanctuary state. There are some who look at this with their emotions and cheer it as a path for illegal aliens to come out of the shadows. Then there are others, including my first guest today, who look at it analytically and try to alert people to the dangers this idea will create in New Jersey, just as it has in other states such as California. Joining us now to explain all this is the National Director of the Remembrance Project, Maria Espinoza. Thank you for being here today, Maria.
Hello, Chris. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
And website for the Remembrance Project, the obvious you are assuming, the obvious you are correct, theremembranceproject.org. Just a quick background. What is the mission of the Remembrance Project?
Well, we raise awareness and educate about the killings of Americans by illegal aliens. You know, we also honor and remember those Americans whose lives were stolen from them by someone who shouldn't have been in the country in the first place.
Which certainly has come to the forefront more recently with the Kate Steinle murder and the absolutely obscene decision by that by the jury. And in New Jersey, we go back a few years, and there were, I believe it was three black youths at a basketball court in Newark who were slaughtered by three immigrants. Two of them wound up being illegal. And those two, I remember talking about that story as it was going on. Seemed like when an illegal alien is brought up on charges, that fact of them being in the country illegal is quite often eliminated from press reports on these stories, aren't they?
Right, absolutely. And, you know, I'm glad you brought up that story because in our world, we understand that what we refer to that case, a horrific, horrific slaughter and murder of three young, attempted on the fourth, three young Afro-American kids, and it's Deshaun Harvey and Eofemi Hightower and Terrence Ariel. And Natasha Ariel was the surviving young lady there, and she testified against all six of those perpetrators. And if you recall, Chris, Cory Booker was running for mayor at that time back in 2007, and his promise was to remove sanctuary city policies. And where are we? He's now in the Senate, in the U.S. Senate, Chris, and pushing to give illegal aliens amnesty through this DACA program that the previous administration pushed through unconstitutionally.
The idea of sanctuary cities, too, I mean, this, and now we have a court case, a court decision is going to wind up going to the Supreme Court, obviously, that the Trump administration's plan to deny the sanctuary cities any federal funding. I guess now federal funding is a constitutional right in the idea, at least the Ninth Circuit Court, I believe, made that initial ruling. But the fact that a city is breaking a law to aid and abet those who have broken the law. Explain the logic of this to me, if there's any evidence.
No logic. No logic whatsoever, Chris. And, you know, that is a problem. That's what we're having. And a problem we're having all over the country because of these liberal and left agenda judges and even DAs. And if you see, of course, mayors, you know, they're not interpreting the law like they're supposed to be doing. You know, they are injecting their personal liberal agendas. And this is the outcome. This is exactly why the illegal alien in the Steinle case got away with a homicide.
Looking
and, you know, our organization, I do want to say this,
sure,
that the Remembrance Project was started once we learned about sanctuary city policies in Houston, Texas. We had, my husband, Tim Ling, and I had no idea what was a sanctuary city policy. And after hearing a news report in the news talking about an officer, Henry Canales, who was shot, and they mentioned a previous officer by the name of Rodney Johnson. You might have heard of him because his wife has been very vocal. She filed a lawsuit over the murder of her husband, who was shot four times in the back of the head while sitting in his police unit. But she sued the Houston City over the sanctuary policies it has, and it's still a sanctuary city. However, it's not listed, and that's because in some types of cases, the city does cooperate with the federal government, so they consider themselves not a sanctuary, but they are, and they welcome illegal aliens. They have not, as far as I know, created a slush fund. However, like some of these other mayors in L.A., Chicago, New York, you know, create a slush fund to help illegal aliens remain illegally in the country using taxpayer dollars.
As well as committing crimes, too. We're talking to Maria Espinosa, who is the National Director of the Remembrance Project. The RememberanceProject.org is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. The latest ICE report, as far as crimes by illegal immigrants, I'm not going to go through the whole list, but I'm just going to go from, use the numbers, five-figure arrests or more. I'm going to work up from the lowest, which is 10,928, to the top of the list. And the crimes include public peace, weapon offense, fraudulent activities, obstructing the police, burglary, general crimes, obstructing judiciary, Congress, legislative, etc., larceny, assault, traffic offenses, immigration, which also means illegal entry, obviously, dangerous drugs, and traffic offenses slash DUI. Those aren't exactly low-level crimes.
No, they're not. And, you know, you're not even touching, Chris, on the drugs that they bring into our country and spread in our schoolyards. You know, you're not talking about the fraud and, you know, the theft of credit card and, I mean, all the way down to social benefits. Of course, you know, they get social benefits, and the IRS also gives them a child income credit where they've, I don't remember the amount right now, but where they've been able to receive millions of dollars, taxpayer dollars, once again, and not paying into the system. And I think they're about to stop doing that. Hopefully the government will force the IRS not to give illegal aliens child credits, but they do have a loophole where it's the I-10 numbers, the individual tax identification numbers that the IRS gives to individuals who call in. They don't even ask if they're a citizen or not.
What did you make when the defense attorneys in the Steinle case, after the jury ruling came out and said that it was the haters who turned the case into a cause célèbre against immigrants?
No, this is it's a horrible, a gross miscarriage of justice in what took place in San Francisco. And a year and a half ago, I, along with a group, held a press conference there on Pier 14 where Kate Steinle was murdered, killed, and we attended the first hearing as well. And at that time, we did hear that his defense attorney was going to argue the fact that it was an accident. You know, and this has nothing to do with President Trump being elected. It has everything to do, and I think all of your listeners need to make note that this is taking place all across the United States, this miscarriage of justice. However, this is the first time that it's been nationally publicized, and they have exposed themselves. And, you know, their illegal aliens are not above the law. The Sanctuary City policies has made them nearly untouchable, as you can see. And these judges and the jurors, they didn't even look, in my opinion, did not even follow the law. I don't know what type of questions they were given. You know, they have to answer so many questions, or the court's questions. And I don't see how they could not, at very least, get a manslaughter out of that verdict.
It absolutely was unimaginable. What's unfortunately what is now reality. There is some good news, though. Again, referring to the latest ICE report, since the executive order President Trump signed back in the beginning of his term, we have gone from in fiscal year 2016 of 65,000 illegal aliens being shown the door to so far. Well, we're over fiscal year 2017, but as far as fiscal 2017 was concerned, we went to over 80,000 showing the door. And by the way, the majority of those 80,000 were collared for criminal offenses, which is going to continue now because now they have ICE agents at the courthouses. There was a story most recently in New York City where an illegal alien went to court for a DUI offense. Yeah, driving drunk without a license. But as soon as he went through the court proceedings, he was quickly arrested.
Right. And, you know, I heard a case just recently in California. It was basically the same. And this woman took some of her supporters and they were loudly protesting. And guess what? She ended up back in that paddy wagon and was detained to be deported. So this is what's taking place, hopefully more and more often, Chris. And again, I think that because we have a president now, finally, who loves this country and does respect and honor our U.S. Constitution, he's asking the same of everyone, but it is incumbent upon each of us, all your listeners, to be sure and have every elected official from your local, state, and federal level in your phone, your speed dial, and make sure that you are calling them regularly. Be stern, but, you know, be polite, and asking them to place Americans first, to place our public safety first, and stand for the rule of law here. And in sanctuary cities, follow the Constitution, build a wall. We have to also mandate e-verify all the way down to the contract worker, Chris. Otherwise, this wonderful country that we live in with our freedoms and liberties will not work and will quickly crumble.
And when you look at the stats and the ICE reports, we'll post them over at our website, too, in the download page. This idea of sanctuary state that Governor-elect Murphy is promising, it really is a dishonor and disrespect of the legal immigrants who go through the process, who want to give to what they want to call their new home, as opposed to those who break the law, enter illegally, and want to take away from those who have worked hard in their lives.
Right.
That's part of the equation that too many people do not want to discuss because they're afraid of being labeled some negative tag, racist, anti-immigrant, whatever the case may be. But if you're speaking the truth and the facts are out there to speak the truth with, then names are just that and labels are just that. But the facts stand taller than any label can ever do. Learn more about the work of the Remembrance Project. It's theremembranceproject.org. She is their national director, Maria Espinoza. Thank you so much for the work that you do, the fights that you are winning, and thanks for being here today.
All right. Thank you so much, Chris. God bless you, and keep up the fight.